TJ Squayans Young is from Heidelberg, but lives in Anchorage these days.
I am of the Yadas Eagle Beaver clan out of Kasan.
He can be found almost every day at the Rango Cooperative Association's carving shed, where he mentors five apprentices. Young is working with a chisel and mallet on the totem pole.
This is the frog. So we have a Gunnacadate right here, sandhill crane. It's sort of coming out of the feet, almost like it's being held by the sandhill crane, is this frog. And so I'm working on the eye right here.
Jan has been carving for about 25 years. He says he's worked with a bunch of artists up and down the coast from Juneau to Seattle. And these days, since 2016, Jan has been serving as a mentor to other carvers.
I'm really appreciating the master-apprentice-mentor aspect part of it. I never, I didn't realize how important that was in the development of an artist or a person in general, just having a mentor.
Jan arrived in Wrangell in early July, and another mentor is expected to arrive soon to work on a second totem pole. They'll be between 35 and 37 feet tall and will take about 4 months each to complete. One of Jan's apprentices is Mike Hoyt.
My Tlingit names are Akutatsin and Gush. I'm Teoton from here in Wrangell. My family's been in Wrangell for generations upon generations upon generations, a lot of whom were carvers.
Hoyt says he grew up around woodworking. Both his dad and grandfather were carpenters, but his great-great-great-grandpa carved a lot of poles in Wrangell. And his son, Hoyt's great-great-grandpa, Tom Ukas, carried on with his father's art.
I'd try things out here and there, and then in the last year or so in preparation for this project, you know, I wanted to make sure that I would be ready for the project, and so I'd probably carve maybe an hour or two a day, and some days a lot longer than that.
The totem they're currently working on is the Kadishin pole. It's based on a staff that was given generations ago. Historians assume before 1868 to Chief John Kadishin by his Haida relatives. The staff signifies a relationship between Kadishin's family, Haida Gwaii, and the Kaskwaiti clan here in Wrangell. That original Kadishin pole stood until the 1920s, and in 1940, it was replicated entirely. Hoyt says the replica stood until about 2010.
It has an eagle on the top, but it is a raven clan. And that eagle has two tana, or copper shields, below. And then the next figure below that is a mythical figure known as Gunnacadate. That's actually that next figure, as well as the very bottom figure.
The other totem that the apprentices will carve is the strongman pole. The original totem stood on Shakes Island and belonged to the Nani'ai clan. Wrangell Cooperative Association's tribal administrator, Esther Atsin Reese, says the tribe received over $500,000 in funding from the Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy. The goal was to promote a sustainable economy within Southeast Alaska. Reese says the totem pole project is part of a three-part project that began in 2011. The first part was the replication of Chief Sheikh's house. The second was building the cultural or carving center. And the third is the replication of the totems on Sheikh's Island. She says the tribal council looked to clan leaders to get their input on which of the eight totems to replicate for the project.
The clan leaders decided that they wanted an eagle pole and a raven pole for balance. And so the strongman pole was chosen as the eagle pole and the Kadishin as the raven pole. It was also very meaningful that the Kadishin staff was being repatriated.
She says the tribe's goal is to raise their own carvers here in Wrangell.
We want the kiddos to be coming in to look at the project, watch the project as it's progressing, and try to interest some of our youth in carving so they can see, you know, TJ working with the apprentices and try to, like, encourage more kiddos to get involved in our native arts.
She says this will be the first totem pole raising in 37 years. Eventually, eight totem poles will be replicated in Wrangell.
Now that we're going, I don't want it to stop. I want to carve, get all of them carved.
Another feature of the totem pole replication is that two of the five apprentices are women. They helped add Chief Sheikh's house when that was being replicated over a decade ago. Adzes are similar to axes that are used for carving wood. At that time, it was a big deal for women to carve, and they had to get permission from the council. Linda Churchill was one of them.
There was a handful of us that just kept volunteering and volunteering, and they were going to hire two apprentices, and they hired three of us, and we were all women. And a woman is not to touch a man's tool, because that's a life taker. But in the 20,000s, you know, it's 20,000, it's time.
She says that she's worked on her own adzing projects between. She's also working on benches at Chief Shakes Island.
I love adzing. It shuts your mind off when you're working. You aren't worried about anything, and it's hard to shut your mind off from just everyday thoughts. And my dad was an adzer, and so I grew up listening to him and watching him, and yeah.
Master Carver Young, who's here for a couple more months, says all the apprentices are doing pretty well and that he's proud of them. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.